Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Schmiedin says, ban this song. They don't deserve it. No. We are here until the wheels fall off with Hour Tua. I'm sorry. I know I've been asked that. It is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. You know, we don't crack tradition. I'm not doing that with this. Sorry. Let's get to we had last night, Thursday Night Football. Falcons beat the Bucks 36-30 in overtime. Talked a little bit about that last hour. The Mets get a huge,
my goodness,
three-run homer from the polar bear, Pete Alonso, in the ninth inning. They beat the Brewers and move on to the National League Division Series. So I know Mets fans got to be thrilled. I wish you nothing but the worst.
It's been an exciting past couple games for Mets fans.
It has been. It has been. And nothing about this is good for me. But, I mean, it's Mets-Phillies next series. What can I root for? Root for, you know, kerosene to be lit on the field and no games being able to be played.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just how I feel.
That's for sure.
Your division series start on Saturday. You have Tigers at Guardians.
Meh.
Mets at Phillies at 4:08. 6:38 p.m. Royals at the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And then the late game, 8:38, Padres at the Dodgers.
Oh, now we're talking.
I tell you what, early on, you do get a lot of baseball.
A lot of baseball, dude. It's a busy sports day on Saturday. And then, of course, 10:30 on Saturday, Kings Cal. Our pregame coverage on WQM gets going at 6:30. Daniel Rabinowitz and Brian Monroe will have that for you. And then, of course, also at that same time, UFC 307 from Salt Lake City, Utah. Alex Pajeda defends his light heavyweight championship against Khalil Roundtree, the sacred 205 belt that has been the likes of John Bones Jones, Rampage Jackson, Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz, Alex Pajeda. It is one of the most storied championships, but to be honest with you, it has been a little bit snake bit ever since John Jones left the division. Alex Pajeda kind of taking that mantle finally as a reigning 205 champion. So got that going for you. Khalil Roundtree is a, let me see, you know, because we can just take a little looky-loo. You know,
it's a little Leroy's, chilly, bro.
We're going to take a little look at Leroy's prize picks, you know, later on. But for UFC action,
just a little
Khalil Roundtree plus 350. He could win. I mean, he could win. He's, you know, he's
okay.
He could win. I wouldn't, you know, he could win. I mean, if let's just say we go there and then, you know, we throw, I don't know, how about Kayla Harrison versus Ketlin Vieira to not go the distance? We'll throw that in there.
Friend of the show.
Well, she was a friend. She was going to be a friend of the show. She was late yesterday and I had to leave.
Yeah. Oh, no longer friend of the show. She's going down.
No. I've spoken to Kayla before, but I was like, hey, I just told the UFC, I'm like, hey, do you know what it's like driving home from Miami at 3:15?
Not good.
I got to go.
Yeah, I know.
This was supposed to be a half hour ago. I need to leave. Yeah. Anyway, but I still think she's going to win. I think she's going to finish the fight.
Oh.
So if we go fight not to go the distance, all right, then we, you know, we'll go a little old school, all right? And we got Jose Aldo Jr. Against Mara Batista. Jose Aldo, live dog, plus 115. Throw him in there. And then let's go with the man who cursed more than anybody in the history of this show.
Oh, Kevin Holland.
He took the mantle from Jorge Masvidal. Kevin Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Throw him in there against Roman Dolidze. And, you know, you get yourself a cool little plus 3,000 parlay.
Oh, yeah. There we go again.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
By the way, looking at the Dolphins, just for the record this week, every Dolphin is plus money to score an anytime touchdown.
Every Dolphin.
Every Dolphin.
Huh.
Like, do you know, like, usually it's Tyreek and Devon Achane. They're like minus 115 for an anytime touchdown. Not this week. Devon Achane plus 145. Tyreek Hill, maybe the best price you'll get him at all year. Plus 210 for an anytime touchdown.
Ooh.
Jalen Waddle, who has fewer touchdown catches than Jared Goff, he's plus 300.
No.
Somehow, though, Julian Hill went down.
Oh.
He's plus 1750. But I'm still betting him.
Yeah, I bet.
Throwing away my money.
Man, so they're not expecting multiple look at these touchdown scores.
Look at these tight ends. Durham Smythe. Yeah. What a joke. Plus 1400. Never scores. Jonnu Smith, what a ruse that was.
A real big wrinkle it's been thus far.
Oh yeah, it's a wrinkle, all right. A wrinkle on the ass of this offense. That's what it is.
Yep.
Like when you walk into LA Fitness and you see those old timer cheeks.
That's the
wrinkle. They don't even care to put on a towel anymore.
Nope.
That's the wrinkle in the Dolphins offense this year. Wrinkly cheeks.
Love that.
Ridiculous, dude.
I may or may not have Jonnu Smith on my fantasy, so it's been hurting me. I was told he was going to be taking reverses. Now
I did see that. I saw that in the one day I went to camp this year. I was like, oh yeah, look at that, Jonnu Smith in the backfield, razzle dazzle. And then, of course, also the Tua no look. That was but that was to Mostert. He doesn't play either. So
remember that guy,
Mostert. But Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, pretty good.
Practice yesterday.
Is he going to play?
I think he's going to play. It sounds like he's going to play. Mike McDaniel's speaking, I think, in like 5 minutes, so we'll get confirmation on that. He wouldn't confirm it yesterday. He says you have to ask the coach. But this was Odell who was saying yesterday that, you know, he doesn't need to play football, but he wants to be here for the team, and explains why he started the year on IR. Here was OBJ.
You know, just talking with Mike as just figuring out where I wanted to go and the conversations I had with him, along with some of the brothers that I have down here, he was one of the main reasons I came here. And we kind of had an understanding of probably not going to be ready. You know what I mean? He ensured me that was fine, you know, just try and get back as fast as you can. I think, you know, a lot of people don't know what pup list is or what it actually entails. You know, you see a lot of people, oh, are you even going to play football? Like, this is just me from the bottom. I could be anywhere in the world right now. Like, I chose to be here to play football in the NFL. I could be overseas anywhere. I could be doing whatever I want. I've done enough in my life to where I've warranted that for myself. So I chose to be here. I hate the feeling of walking around this building and you're hurt. And pup list means I can't practice with the team. Sorry. I can't practice with the team, be on the field. I can't play the first four games. Like, it's a rule. It's very simple. So it's just something that I kind of had to follow. Not what I wanted to do, but, you know, for me it was a selfless act, because if I'm not on the pup list, I'm taking up a roster spot, which means I'm taking someone else's job and I'm not doing anything. It's not really a good feeling to have. So it was what was best for this team and the organization, and that's something that, you know, it was an easy decision for us.
What was that look, Frog Boy, that you gave?
Sure. He's made enough money and he has done enough and been successful enough that if he chose to walk away from football, he would be fine. He'd probably be on the next season of Love Island, for all I know.
Yep.
But don't make it seem like you're doing us a favor, Mike.
I don't think that's the best way to go about it either.
Here's the thing.
You're not doing us a favor, dude.
It's literally very difficult to explain that I enjoy playing football and want to play, and that's why I'm here, without actually saying those other things. You see what I mean?
I think actually the
and
way
so you, that's I, why that's why he said that.
I think
he
you
wanted,
actually
he wanted people to understand he really wants to be here and play football. But if he just says that, then people are going to say, nah, he's just saying that.
I disagree. I think the way you're saying it's probably the better way to say it.
Pretty upfront that way. I mean, Leroy.
Listen, we live in a world right now, good or bad.
Yep.
No explanation can be simple. Turn on the TV. Just listen. It can't just be a simple explanation. He couldn't have just said, oh, I just want to be here. Because then the comments would have been, yeah, okay, whatever. You see what I mean? He tried to express that in another way, which is what we all do. And I'm not going to hold it against him, because he's basically saying, and this is not a shot at anybody, I did not have to play football to be able to move on. I want to play football.
Yeah.
But again, you're doing it a lot better than he did. I think you should have been like this PR guy.
Well, okay, but so maybe when we explain things, they don't come across.
I think he's got that. I think like, you know. Can I tell you what I think happens in this damn organization? I think everybody's got Mike McDaniel syndrome, where they just say too many words.
Yeah,
too many words, dude. Too many words. That's what I think happens. We get it. It's like, well, you know, but it is weird. Like, you know, were you ready to play or were you not? Because he was saying yesterday, well, my original plan was to not even sign in season with anybody. But then you're like, well, I did a selfless thing of going on. Dude, were you ready or not ready? Because it kind of seems like by when training camp, when you were keeled over on the field, it didn't look like you were ready.
Yeah. He said it was a selfless move. I didn't want to take a roster spot. But it's not something I wanted to do, but I wasn't doing anything anyway. So it's kind of like, dude, like, come on. Like, hey, let me get credit for taking out the trash. You're the man of the house, dude. You got to take out the trash. You don't get credit for that.
Oh, no, dude. Let me tell you something. You know what's great about having kids?
Oh, man. I can't wait.
Then to go take the trash out.
I can't walk out. That's good. Oh, man. I can't wait. Jesus.
Wait till little tadpole can lift a trash bag.
It's really why I'm getting him to walk. Kid needs a job.
Be like, hey. What are you doing? You going to play some video games?
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
You're not.
Take out the
trash out.
When I stand at the door, sucker. So good.
I could take that trash out. I'd be fine taking it out.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Way better making your kid do it.
Yeah.
Way better.
Can't wait. Cannot.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just going to go play. Oh, were you?
Oh! Ruin that.
We'll hear more from him.
Oh, I got a response.
Good?
He can still kick rocks. It's in air, the air now.
Yeah.
He goes, hello, I would check your order tomorrow. Don't worry. Like, you're checking it after the date it was supposed to be here? Okay. You see what I'm saying?
And then tell me not to worry.
How's that good customer service? He goes, I just checked right now.
Well, listen,
I'm so sorry about your order. We have a delay by FedEx. I just refunded you about your shipping.
Okay.
I hope that I have helped. Sometimes this happens with carriers. I'm like, no, I wasn't done.
Okay.
I'm like,
he should have gone like, listen, I don't have to refund this, you know, but I'm going to do this because it's a selfless act by me.
That's what you would do. See? which would just add to the miserable customer service experience. Like, okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Okay. I get that maybe there was a delay by FedEx. But what I don't understand is, why didn't they pick it up until the date it was due?
Don't know.
That has to do with him preparing the package. Is that not correct?
Definitely seems like Rockham got Lizzie in the
Right. Way. So don't come at me like I'm too stupid enough to figure out what happened.
Hey, Rocco, you put that in the delivery's out?
I mean, the Stromboli.
So, yeah, like that's the other thing. That's the other thing that pisses me off when you're dealing with people.
Oh, I forgot.
That excuse right there is what pisses me off even more.
I forgot it was in Texas.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Clyde, you put this there filter in the delivery box?
I'm eating a steak.
Really? What the hell kind of country?
Oh, I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse.
I'm sorry, Clyde. I got distracted. I was hunting armadillo.
Right.
Cactus. What else is in Texas?
Longhorns.
Guns.
And the Cowboys.
God bless the Cowboys.
I got distracted. You think this Jerry Jones really going to trade for Devontae Adams? He didn't even pay for Derrick Henry. That don't make no sense. I think Zeke's going to turn back the clock.
I'm all in.
Take a break. More shenanigans on the other side. On Wednesday, October 9th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series, a nice Drew Estate cigar, and sports talk with the WQM on-air staff. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866 Fair fee. Got that going for you. Dolphins getting ready for the New England Patriots. Mike McDaniel weighing in on Odell Beckham. Frog Boy will get you that here in just a second, as we'll hear from McCoachin on where things stand with OBJ and where he stands in this whole process. And then, of course, we will tickle Leroy's fancy coming up later on this hour.
I need something during the day to tickle my fancy because I can't promise you Saturday night.
Maybe you should watch the NHL show, dude. I think they're. I started watching it today. It's pretty good.
I know you told me before we started. You said, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I haven't gotten to the Tkachuk episode yet. That's episode three. I'm in the midst of episode two, where they're following Philip Forsberg from the Nashville Predators and his ankle injury.
Can I ask you a question, Tobin?
Yeah.
How would you rate that show's watchability with the misses? Is that something she'd be interested in, or is it too like sports heavy? Because we're in the Vince McMahon thing right now. We just got to the last episode, and she's been hooked. This one has been good.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, if you're not even a wrestling fan, the Vince McMahon thing,
that one is good.
It's impossible not to be captivated by that.
Yeah,
he's evil
for sure.
You know,
absolutely great.
Especially with the way women love murders and
oh
creep.
Yeah.
True. I mean, like my every day I walk into the bedroom, my wife's like, I'm like, who's getting killed today?
Hey. Let me tell you something.
So strange.
I looked over at my wife one night because she falls to sleep to Forensic Files.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude.
And they love it.
It's not good.
Or that stuff on Lifetime where the woman gets back. That's all that's called. That's the Woman Gets Back channel. Okay. Right? Abused. Then she mess a dude up and everybody's happy at the end. Everybody's smiling. You look over at your significant other. She's smiling. Get him. Right? I tell you what. You try any funny business with me, I've been watching that show too. Taking hairs. I'm spitting all over the place. I'm leaving DNA all over this thing.
I saw Aaron Rodgers on McAfee this week, and he was like, McAfee's going, you know, to Berkeley, of course, for College Game Day. And Aaron Rodgers is giving advice. He goes, yeah, you should really walk around that marina. There was a famous murder case there where Scott Peterson dumped off his pregnant woman in the bay. I'm like, Why is he so weird?
Hey, I'm telling you, it's funny, but here's what else I realized from watching that show.
Horrible.
I don't care how smart you are. You ain't getting away.
Oh, yeah.
They going to get your ass.
They're going to get your ass.
Hey.
Yeah. Especially with technology advancing.
Well, because the deal is that I don't care how smart you think you are. You ain't going to pay attention to the details like they are.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
It is crazy, though, sometimes how, like, the slip-ups do happen. You're just like, how did you – really? That's how you thought you were going to do it?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I saw one last night with three dudes, right, killed a dude that looked like a dude, a doctor and two other dudes that looked like one of the guys, and they determined he was dead. And then the two guys took insurance money and was flying all around. Well, they left the doctor behind. They got the doctor because the guy died in his office. And then after a couple of years, they found the other two guys. Like, yeah. I'm like, wow. And I don't care how you plan it out. You gonna get got. So I'm just looking at my wife. She all into it. Mm-mm. I say, don't get no ideas.
Sometimes my wife's like, she's like, I had trouble sleeping. I'm like, you ever think it's because you watch pure evil before bed every night?
Like, you know what? I watch Everybody Loves Raymond. I fall right to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ray.
She watches Lifetime. Oh, dude, let's not forget during the holidays that Lifetime is Hallmark.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm like, come on. Well, now you got it. We know the story. Went away for school, comes back home, high school sweetheart.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
She's going through a divorce and you hook up at the end.
If you got Hulu now, that's the portal to all evils. You got Lifetime, Hallmark, just straight up Forensic Files, murder, whatever you need. It's like an evil buffet.
By the way, as you can see, I'm eating.
Is that Greek yogurt?
Yes. Guess what was on my plate last night?
Oof.
My arch enemy.
Arugula?
Close.
Broccoli.
Cauliflower.
Kale salad.
Kale. Oh.
Oh, so safe to say Big Spoon's winning the diet battle over the heart scores.
Yikes.
No, to be fair, I said, you know what? I had some chicken, some risotto, and I was at Publix. And I said, you know what? I'm going to throw some shrubbery on here, you know, get some salad dressing. I already got the two things I need. Just a little, you know, roughage.
Very mature.
I accidentally got kale salad. I'm going to tell you what.
Minus one.
Yes. Don't worry. It had a lot of salad dressing on it.
Well, speaking of salad dressing, a man who's a word salad dressing, Mike McDaniel.
No, he's a poo-poo platter right now.
This was him minutes ago talking about their weighing the decision on whether or not to play OBJ. Here was the Dolphins head coach.
That it would be prudent to have Odell have another week of practice through the bye week and bring him back October 20th, or is there a real possibility we could see him in uniform on Sunday?
You know, there's something to be said about today's practice, for sure. However, you know, I think there's on a team that's very motivated to win a football game, you know, I think he's eager to try to help do that. So you kind of have to, you take in the full breadth of the practice week and then make a decision. And that decision, if you go that direction, has implications that you have to address on within your team. And then if you do go that direction, it's some sort of modified usage of them that you'd expect the following game to there be a little uptick. So weighing that in, watching the guys work together and making sure that we put them in a fair position if we go that direction.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. You guys have called up D. Eskridge to the active roster the last couple of weeks to play wide receiver. Get his ass out there.
What else? But what else do we have
here? you do understand
who's losing snaps?
Hold on, there, Mr. Strong Arm.
Okay.
you coming in strong? You do understand if you put him out there now and he's not healthy, then this lingers. I don't know what the situation is, but you're just saying just throw him out there. It's not really that simple, because guess what? You want him there when Tua gets back. So if he's got these nagging injuries going forward because he didn't wait an extra week or two, then what? I'll wait. Go ahead. Then what? Then what are you going to say then? Because you brought him back too soon.
Hold on. Back.
You don't think they got to weigh all these options? I'm just saying.
Too soon.
You don't think they have to weigh all these options?
This guy just told me he didn't want to go on IR. Back too soon. When is he ready to go back? Let's go.
Okay. There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A truly understanding person of the situation.
Chop, chop.
I don't understand even why we signed him, to be honest.
What?
I don't understand why we...
Wait, Tobin was out and me and you fought for a whole show over this.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Yeah. For quite some time. Yeah, yeah.
And now all of a sudden you think...
And it was the right price.
You think I've got that?
I didn't think he was this banged up. I would have gave him less. Like, come on. What are we doing? Why did we bring in OBJ?
You know you could have $6 million?
Yeah. Another old
Derrick Henry.
Look at that. You see? Look at Derrick Henry. Balling.
Oh, man.
Killing. I could have had Connor Williams.
Think about the decision that teams made. Mostly Dallas.
Yeah, that's great.
You gave a quarterback $60 million, but you won't give a guy who's probably, in today's football, more important than your quarterback at times. You wouldn't give him $6
million. Yeah, that's crazy.
Think about that.
Classic hip-hopper from Todell Beckham Jr.
Oh, no, I got him. He forgot. He didn't remember we had that conversation. We fought a whole show in between all them damn game shows.
It's true.
About what's the big deal with signing Odell Beckham?
Good times.
$6 million. $7 million. Yeah. What's the big deal? That's him. And now he's like, why did we even sign him?
They lied about his injury status. No.
You literally took the direct opposite side just now.
No, this is damaged goods. It's the same thing that happened with you, Leroy. Had I known it was going to come after the third, I wouldn't have ordered it. Happens sometimes, man. And what is
the... Wait. Let me just say. I'm trying to think. Wow. Okay. Hey, that was a nice maneuver. Like, look, Yoda taught you well.
The wiggle room.
No, you're not Yoda. You Boba. Boba.
Take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy coming up next.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy.
Nah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to Tickle Leroy Rose. Go around the week 5 NFL slate once Leroy gets back to his seat, of course. But I want to let you guys know, Heat fans, this Monday, the Miami Heat will host their annual Red, White, and Pink game, which is going to be presented by Baptist Health, Miami Cancer Institute. It is an open exhibition that will include the Heat's 24-25 roster. Tickets are only $7 each, and proceeds benefit the care and research at the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. For more information, visit heat.com/tickets. Check that on out, ladies and gents. Check that on out. It is a Football Friday here on 560, which is brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology? With Chevy trucks, you're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's ride. Man, Leroy must really be having it out with this Amazon guy, you know?
Oh, really? Getting into it for sure.
All right, let's just do it like this.
All right.
The Tickle Frog Boys!
Yeah!
Fonzie.
Let's do it.
All right, Marcos.
Yep.
9:30 a.m.
What?
From London.
Oh.
The New York Jets take on the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota, a 2.5-point favorite. Kind of feel like that's a small line. Tickle your fancy?
I'm thinking like Leroy. I hate Aaron Rodgers, but right? I do love early football. Tickles. I'm a little tickled. I'm a little tickled by that.
My fancy is tickled.
All right. There you go.
He's not going to make the late night slot. So he's probably going to want to enjoy as much football as he possibly can during the day.
Right.
That's what I'm going to go with there.
1 o'clock.
All right.
The Panthers take on the Bears.
Oh.
Chicago is a 4-point favorite.
Okay.
Take your fancy?
Fancy, no. Not tickled.
Nah, I can't blame you on that one.
When you said Panthers, I thought we were talking hockey.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for cat season. Cat season is days away, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't wait.
Days away.
Cannot wait.
All right, what about this one here for you? Try this one on for size. A team Leroy Horde played for.
Ooh.
The Baltimore Ravens take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Leroy, Ravens and Bengals tickle your fancy?
Yes, I think Cincinnati going to get dump trucked.
Wow. Oof. You might be right.
Oh, dude, listen, this is one of those situations, and I get into it all the time with people, where they talk about this quarterback can't do it, or this quarterback can't do it. And you see a quarterback like Joe Burrow who did it, was the second year, right? And so you think that as long as we got Joe Burrow, we have a chance? Well, the rest of that team is a dumps of fire. And they've been getting drug up and beat by teams that when you say, oh, we got that dude, that quarterback shouldn't be happening. So you're going to see and you're going to witness, if they don't do nothing around Joe Burrow, then just having Joe Burrow and some receivers ain't going to matter.
Burrow.
All right, Leroy. 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Browns take on one of the rising, exciting teams in the league, the Washington Commanders at 3-1. Does this game tickle your fancy? Washington, a standard 3-point home favorite.
It does.
My fancy is tickled.
It does, because this quarterback is amazing.
Yep.
And he's not. And the thing that separates him from, say, RG3 is he's not mostly a runner. He's a quarterback that runs.
A real piss whistle.
Now, he is kind of wiry, but still, and he can throw it. So, yeah, I like watching it. I don't know what the hell's going on with Cleveland. But they say Nick Chubb is not far from coming back.
That's good news.
Yeah.
You got to hold on to little victories.
Yeah, little victories, yes. Because I got to tell you, that offensive line, oof.
At 1 o'clock, the Indianapolis Colts at 2-2 visit the 0-4 Jacksonville.
Nope.
Jaguar, okay.
Like, as soon as you got the jumbo shrimps out there, I'm out.
I got to say, my fancy's tickled. Because if the Jaguars lose this game and go to 0-5, hot seat.
It's another guy. There's another person they're talking about. We got that dude.
Hot seat.
Right? We got that dude at quarterback.
Is Flacco starting this week? What are they doing? Let me see. What's going on with old Anthony Richardson? He's questionable. Dude, limited participant in practice.
Wow. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because one of the most painful, underrated injuries is hip pointer. I'm telling you, it hurts. It hurts so bad.
Oh, man, I can't with the Blue Chew comments.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock, Leroy. The 3-1 Buffalo Bills visit the 3-1 Houston Texans. Houston, a 1-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
Like the Bills look better than they did last year at this point.
And of course, Stephon Diggs revenge game.
Ooh.
Got that to look forward to.
Well, here's the kicker. Who are you more afraid of, Stephon Diggs or Nico Collins?
Man.
Nico Collins has been killing it.
Yeah,
right?
He has been.
And so I think that Stephon Diggs might be a product of playing opposite of Nico Collins. Because I'm worried about Nico Collins more than I'm worried about Stephon Diggs.
The final 1 o'clock game, Leroy.
Nice slate this weekend.
The Miami Dolphins visit the New England Patriots. Tickle your fancy?
Oh, who cares?
Can I just say, yes.
My fancy is tickled.
Like, my fancy is obligated.
I have a vested interest in this team. I want to see him do well. And I have to watch these games differently than you, because when you come in, I have to be able to give substantial answers.
I don't feel like I make you do that.
What?
Yeah. Come on, baby. I'm on the same page.
What page is that?
4 o'clock.
All right.
The Las Vegas.
I might not. There might not be nothing that excites me if 1 o'clock goes bad.
The Las Vegas Raiders visit the Denver Broncos. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
I mean, with the point total being at 35.5, who wants to watch that?
At 4:05, the Arizona Cardinals visit the San Francisco 49ers. Cardinals 1-3, 49ers 2-2. Take your fancy. Know,
Arizona always gives the 49ers a run for their money.
Oh.
But I'm not interested.
All right. I can't blame on that one either.
Fancy not tickled.
What about at 4:25, the Green Bay Packers visit the 1-3, very banged up LA Rams? Take your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
Green Bay's a 3-point road favorite.
Yeah.
In a building that's going to be nothing but Packers fans.
Yeah. This is weird when you play in a place where everybody uses that for their fan base to get away. Right. So the Dolphins have that. Jacksonville has. Vegas definitely has that. Any team in L.A. has that. That a lot of teams are flying there. You know, they're using that game as an away game for, you know, your ticket holders and stuff like that.
Yeah, L.A. is definitely one of those cities for sure. And I think especially when the Chargers play, a lot of people are watching the playoffs with the Padres, and they're like, man, can't believe they took the Chargers away from San Diego. But,
right,
you know, they had to have two LA teams. Weird. That who owns them? Is it that's Spanos, right? He's the one who owned Dean Spanos.
Yeah.
No, that's a ref. Who the hell owns the Chargers?
His name is Spanos, though, I think.
Yeah. Greedy. Who owns the Chargers?
It is Spanos. Yeah, Spanos.
You know who I was thinking? I thought it was Dean Spanos, and I was like, well, I'm thinking of a ref. That's Dean Blandino. I'm thinking of.
Jeez, you weren't even
way
close.
Way different.
Dude.
Way different.
You weren't even close.
4:25, Leroy.
Well, you got to look alike.
The 1-3 New York Giants visit the Seattle Seahawks, who are 3-1, and Seattle is a 7-point favorite. I believe that's the biggest line of the weekend. Tickle your fancy?
I'll pass. No.
Fancy.
Who did Jets play?
Gold.
Oh, you weren't here for that.
Yes.
At 9:30 a.m., Leroy, in London, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, the New York Jets take on the 4-0 Minnesota Vikings. Take your fancy.
I'm gonna have to bring my iPad to the golf course.
Oh,
my fancy
is. I can hook it there, turn the game on, put it through my speaker. Football.
Leroy's wow. Going to be team flow all the way to kill Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say your speaker, your golf cart has speakers?
No, I have a little portable speaker.
Oh, okay.
A little Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, Bluetooth speaker.
At 8:20 Sunday night football, the Dallas Cowboys at 2-2 visit the 3-1 Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm going to tell you about playing Pittsburgh. And this has gone on throughout the history of that organization. You play the Pittsburgh Steelers, you can be a lot of things, but you can't be soft. Now, what is the status of Micah Parsons?
Let's go Cowboys injury report. Micah Parsons. No update on him. Last thing I have on him was he was doubtful. Let me see.
Okay. So he's banged up.
I'll find an answer on that for you.
I will say this. That they can't run the football, and you playing against Pittsburgh, no bueno.
Let's see.
Simple as that.
Micah Parsons.
The only thing I see is... 2 days ago, a tweet from someone saying that he'll likely be out for at least this week against the Steelers, but it doesn't look like it's anything that'll hold him out for longer than that.
All right.
He was wearing a boot and using a scooter to protect a high ankle sprain.
High ankle sprain. You know how those things go. It could be a week or a month. You have no idea.
Tough.
Now, imagine him not being able to push off and get around that corner because he got a bum ankle.
Not good.
He already ain't stopping to run healthy.
Yeah, the Cowboys just placed DeMarcus Lawrence on IR, too. So, looks like they're taking
it. And without DeMarcus Lawrence?
Yeah. And apparently without Brandon Cooks.
And he hasn't practiced the last couple of days either.
I know everything I need to know about the Cowboys now.
Oof. By the way,
right.
Pittsburgh's only a 2.5-point favorite.
The fact that they are 2.5-point favorite.
I feel like that should be a bigger line. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Finally,
Pittsburgh has never been a team to actually run away from you. So understand.
Yeah, I get you. That's fair. Finally, Leroy, Monday Night Football. The New Orleans Saints visit Arrowhead and take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. KC's 5.5-point favorite. Take your fancy? Wow,
5.5 points, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it tickles my fancy. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty good game.
My fancy is tickled.
The Saints came back to earth there.
With all that
30 and 40 point scoring.
Sure have. Although the really close loss last week, so it's a close two.
Yeah, it was an ugly game though. It was just messy.
All right, there you go. That is your week.
My New Orleans insider was calling me, letting me know.
My dad.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah. I don't know why I said Dan Day.
No, Dan Day wouldn't my dad. Can you believe this? I'm like, believe what?
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Lots more to come here on the show, including some Leroy action for the weekend. We'll take a break back after this.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.